Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio and VFN TV. Joining me, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We're going to be talking to you today about an audience of one. An audience of one. And hopefully get a chance to be able to talk about what's taking place in Egypt, as you know, our earlier programs are expanding a little bit further than we thought. But they have, supposedly, our president is being accused of crimes against humanity because of the Muslim Brotherhood and what has happened. And we've been talking about that as well in the public prayer. But I know that, John, you wanted to be able to share with us about this sex trafficking and the children's situation that's taking place. Can you, I mean, this is to me, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing that the prayer that's been prayed now for quite some time, starting potentially from the International House of Prayer, Kansas City, birthing Exodus cry and all that God's responding now. And all of a sudden things are happening that, wasn't even talked about. And there's like a justice movement across the earth.
Yeah.
The whole earth. Talk to us.
Well, right now CBN is reporting that the sex trafficking industry, children, they're selling children. You think how just horrific this is. Anybody at all, any person. When you're looking at children, says they're selling them for a profit, and this is sickening. It's a multi-billion dollar global industry. If you've seen the documentary Exodus Cry, you see that this is happening all across the world, and in the United States, this is happening. More than 1 million children are trafficked worldwide each year, and 43% are forced into sexual slavery.
Yeah, I just heard an interview just recently, too, that some federal employees who actually been trying to stop this are leaving. They're leaving because they're not putting enough into it.
Really?
Wanting America just to get intensely involved because they know right now where these children are. They know who's got them. What you do is you have Americans, rich Americans, leaving America, going to the places where they took these kids, and Americans are buying these kids, and amongst other people in the world. And so he's starting. I don't know. I'll find out what it is before you finish up, because I want to find out, because it's something you could do something about this in the context of it.
Yeah. Well, there's a new documentary that's coming out. It's called Trafficked, A Hope in the Dark. And it's produced by it's a ministry based program that's producing it, and they're looking at what's happening in Nepal, India. We have a segment from CBN. I want you to listen up as they share, you know, what's happening and how this documentary is getting the word out, and what's happening in Nepal, India, where I believe there's like India has a population of 1 billion folks. I believe there's a lot of people there, and that's just going wild there. But
what do they call it? Vision Beyond Borders.
Vision Beyond Borders. Yeah. Yep.
Welcome back. Well, selling children for profit is a multi-billion dollar global industry, and it's getting worse. More than 1 million children are trafficked worldwide every year.
And almost half are forced into sexual slavery. A Montana-based ministry has released a new documentary to raise awareness about sexual exploitation in Asia. Gary Lane has the story.
Great Britain and the United States may have abolished slavery more than 150 years ago, but today human enslavement and sexual trafficking is widespread. It's now affecting 160 countries worldwide. Trafficked, A Hope in the Dark is a new documentary produced by the Montana-based ministry Vision Beyond Borders. It details sexual trafficking in Nepal and India. Patrick Klein is executive producer.
If you're a prostitute, a lot of times you choose that lifestyle and you make income from it. Mm-hmm. But these girls are not prostitutes. They're not choosing this lifestyle. They've been forced into this lifestyle. They've been sold as slaves. Mm-hmm. I would say the girls on the streets are young as probably 15, 16 years old. But we've heard stories of even five-year-old girls being taken from the villages. Sometimes they'll actually be sold by their own family members.
Filmmaker Jennings Barmore says the market for young girls is growing at brothels.
It seemed like their cell line every time was young girls, young girls. And that was the way they tried to pull you in, and just how perverse things have become to where the selling point of getting men in here is, you know, younger girls.
That's a good girl, young girl.
For sex?
Yeah, you get here in the house, and the rooms also available there. 45 minutes, air-conditioned room. And you get all things there. Facility, young girl.
Butter was 15 when a friendly man offered her a job. She accompanied him to a movie theater, where he drugged her. She fell unconscious and later awoke in a Mumbai brothel. Badr could not escape because she was never left alone. Vision Beyond Borders worker Debbie Che said, sex workers never get a break from their degrading lives. If they don't keep up their quota, they and even their children will pay a price.
I heard that they're told if you don't get a customer today, you won't eat.
Wow.
And that was really shocking. Or, you know, if you don't cooperate, we're going to hurt your child. Mm. And so even their motherhood is violated.
Mm. Some are denied the chance to experience the joy of motherhood. Patrick Klein says he's witnessed a new development in Kathmandu, Nepal.
We're seeing abortion clinics coming up all over the place, providing free abortion services.
Is that cultural for them to allow abortion?
I don't think it's cultural at all, especially a culture that's very family-based. But it seems like they're finding this is supposedly the solution to these women becoming impregnated. So let's just abort the baby and you can keep going on doing what you're doing.
So what is the solution to help rescue women, children, and others from sexual enslavement? Klein says people need to become aware of the problem. That's why he produced the Trafficked documentary. He also says prayer can make a difference.
When Christians begin to pray and cry out to God, we see God working. The powerful thing in this documentary is the transformed life. When these girls come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they find forgiveness for their own sins, but they're able to forgive the men and women that have used them.
And what about Badr? She was enslaved for 15 years. But gained freedom after some Christians introduced the brothel owner to Christ. Badr eventually returned to her home village, where she was shunned by neighbors. Klein hopes his documentary will motivate Christians to get involved, to help young women like Badr.
I think when we see individual people and hear these women's stories, that all of a sudden they become a human being, and that we also have a responsibility to do something to help them.
Badr eventually fled to another Asian country. A Christian woman named Deepa helped her transition into a new life, one free from sexual enslavement. Gary Lane, CBN News.
Wow. When you look at that, it's just, you know, there's great evil all across this land. And we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you to pray about what is happening right here all across the world. When you look at 1 million children a year, this is really horrific. And we can't close our eyes to what's happening. We can't, you know, make pretend it doesn't exist and that it's not happening in this nation. Mm. You know, I remember in New York, a 13-year-old girl being kidnapped, and they rescued her after 3 weeks. She was in a basement. Mm-hmm. And that was happening in New York. But it's happening in all across the cities or all across this country as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we're seeing is, you know, dark is present when there's an absence of light. You notice that it was the brothel owner that got saved that caused the release of the girl that was left out of there.
Oh, wow.
It's for us taking the gospel all across the world and preaching to everybody. It's mm-hmm. going to be the light that's going to dispel the darkness. And in the documentary, Exodus Cry, in that documentary, mm-hmm. they share accounts of former brothel owners that got saved and gave their lives to the Lord. It's just amazing to see that, you know, God can redeem someone's life. And even a lot of these ladies, this particular case is young children and girls, young girls. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these women, they were just restored and they were married, and just God just did an amazing work. We want to encourage you, get involved, pray. You can support ministries like this one, which is Vision Beyond Borders, as well. You can go to VFNTV.com, and under links, we have a link for you to go to Exodus Cry. We encourage you, get informed. You know, they have, you can gather a few believers together, maybe, in, you know, amongst your gathering, and look at this and ask God for that burden. I mean, it's easy to have, really, once you get exposed to what's really happening, and begin to pray that God will continue to send laborers and workers into the harvest field, and people will have a compassion and passion to save those that are just being abused and enslaved. Slaves still exist.
Well, the greatest number of slaves in the history, and that, you know, if you are a slave that has to make bricks with no straw, that's one thing. If you're forced to go sell drugs, if drug is the thing that they're using to be able to make their money, organized crime's using, then they sell the drug, they got to go grow more drug.
Right.
More drugs. Mm-hmm. But if you are the person the organized crime person is using to make money on,
The product,
then they will actually sell you over and over and over. And I mean, the coldness and the disassociation from the humanity of a man that could take a, you know, 5-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. And do that, but, and to sell her again and again and again. But understand this, it doesn't just happen like that.
Exactly.
We didn't just get here.
Exactly.
And if you go back, you'll be really surprised. If you go back and you connect all those dots, you'll be surprised how this is nothing but Ahab and Jezebel's gods that you wouldn't deal with.
That's
that
right.
Progressed all the way through to now humanity's doing something like this. Mm-hmm. And, it's all connected.
Yeah.
It's all connected because God's given each individual authority, and He's asked us and told us that you can lay that down at the cross of Christ and surrender that authority to Jesus and let Him be the supreme organizer of your life. Then all of a sudden He brings us and this nation out of such darkness and the world out of darkness. But outside of that, it is all darkness. When we get back from this break, I'm hoping you're going to hear about a brand new organization that just opened up and started this week from a previous reported federal agent that was rescuing these kids.
Wow.
And it's called Operation Underground Railroad. And we'll have more in just a moment. We'll get back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
One if by land, two if by sea. With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Paul Revere and the folks in Charlestown had to watch for how many lanterns would be lit before his famous ride.
Look, the signal lights. Wait, they didn't stay on long. Just enough to warn the folks at Charlestown. Providence is smiling on us, gents. Row, quickly.
Revere was barely a step ahead of British soldiers.
Revere, Colonel Connett.
Did you get the signal?
Yes, and your mount is ready.
Ah, fine Larkin horse.
You need to know, Revere, that the British soldiers have been patrolling this road and the road to Cambridge all afternoon.
What?
If you think the ride is too treacherous, you needn't go. No one will fault you for staying.
Spread the word, Colonel. The British are on the move.
Yeah! God be with you, Paul Revere. Up, you patriots! Arise, you minutemen! The British are coming! The British are coming!
Hear this heroic story today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to Facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN torch. You got to go there. You have get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're going to go right to an explanation. Although it is Glenn Beck that's actually talking about this, it's the operation is called Operation Underground Railroad. This federal agent came to Glenn Beck. I'm not 100% in support of his stance, but in regards to what he's saying right here, I'm thinking, my goodness, this is so powerful, because this is somebody who's been working in the industry in regards to the undercover to be able to rescue that in regards to Vision Without Borders, talking about rescuing. Listen up. Listen to this.
Not long ago, a horrific video of a five-year-old boy being sexually abused in the worst way was discovered by U.S. authorities. The boy was five, and his 12-year-old sister. They had been kidnapped, and they had been trafficked back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico. Both were sex slaves to a monster of a man. Well, something happened. Divine providence stepped in, and it took place at the U.S.-Mexico border. The boy was seen by a U.S. official who knew who he was, identified the boy in the video, and the boy was rescued from the monster. The monster is going to spend the rest of his life in prison. But a friend of mine, who I didn't know what he did for a living, he had a whole front story. I had no idea. He told me one day, I need to meet with you. And so I met with him, and he told me what he really did. He is an undercover operative who infiltrates and dismantles child trafficking rings. He was one of the first on the scenes with that five-year-old boy. That little boy jumped into the arms of my friend, who tearfully held him, told him he was safe, the kid would not let go, fearful that he's going to fall back into the dark hands of that monster again. It took a while, but after he realized he was safe, he gave my friend a gift. It's a gift of a necklace. It's this necklace. It reads, "Man of God, pursue godliness, faith, and love." That necklace meant everything to the child. It represented his only hope. It was given to him by his sister, his last prayer. His older sister gave it to him and said, "Wear it and pray that God will rescue us." Their united prayer was answered at last, and they passed that prayer on to my friend, who told me tearfully, "I can't stop, Glenn. How do I stop? I know we can rescue more people." He was wearing this necklace as a reminder of what the story represents, the most cruel form of slavery that has ever existed. Yes, slavery still exists, and what's worse, it is the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world. And it's not happening in some distant land. It's happening here, in your own neighborhood. Nearly 2 million children are exploited every single year. The global commercial sex trade is number one, and it is growing. Thousands are smuggled into the United States and forced into sex slavery every year in our own towns. Meanwhile, our children are smuggled out. Human trafficking is a $32 billion a year business. This is why my friend needed the necklace. This is why he needed the prayer of hope that somehow, some way, this dark form of modern-day slavery might be eradicated. Why are we talking about slavery that happened 150 years ago? There is a huge problem that exists right now. And here's the cherry on top. The governments of the world cannot remedy this plague. They can't do it. At least they can't do it alone. Despite our best efforts, there is the bureaucracy, there is apathy, there is mismanaged budgets, government shutdowns are always blamed, whatever it is, the rescue operations don't happen. And those are the weak excuses. There are the jurisdictional restraints. The U.S. government and other developed nations that have the tools necessary sometimes can't intervene into the infected nations to rescue the kids because they don't have jurisdiction. And too often, they don't have the will to help. That's the tragic thing. The infected nations rarely have the tools and the resources necessary to get the job done. So hundreds of thousands of children are forced to remain in shackles. When my first daughter was born, Mary, I begged God, please give it to me. I knew he wouldn't. She has cerebral palsy, but I said, if you just help her, I will do whatever I can to help children. I know how God feels about children. I made a promise that was a little reminiscent of another promise made by a young Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, the first time he went to a slave market, he looked at his young companion and he said, boy, let's get away from this. And if ever I get a chance to hit that thing, I'm going to hit it hard. Well, when I first heard about my friend and what he does, I thought, how can I hit that hard? I think we have a solution. And it's a solution you can be a part of. It is called Operation Underground Railroad. It's a team of specialists, former CIA agents, former special agents, former Navy SEALs, former Green Berets. They all have a unique skill set for extracting people, extracting, in this case, children, from the sex trade. They are the Underground Jump Team.
We find children that have been kidnapped, used for sexual slaves, and we go get them, and we take them to a better life. I'm telling you, we are the people that do that. We can go in there and extract these kids. I've broken up slavery rings. I've seen what it's done to people. These children deserve better.
Now, this jump team represents a bright light that will destroy the darkness of the child sex slavery and its tentacles throughout the world. Using cutting-edge technology that will boggle your mind, it identifies the black markets of child porn production. And then using the latest in undercover sting operations, the Jump Team will liberate these children and permanently dismantle those sex rings that hold them captive. They'll then take these kids back either home to their parents or places where they can be cared for. Now, we have partnered with many organizations the world over who are waiting with open arms to care for these children, and we can do it.
I can't believe all these girls are there being sold as objects.
Well, I'm Rosie Orozco. I'm the president of a commission that is against human trafficking.
It's incredible that they are standing beside the girls without doing anything.
And they are taken to be raped 30, 40, 50 times a day in the United States. So yes, we have to work together. We have so much to do to stop slavery in both countries. And we are very thankful to the Underground Railroad Project that you can save lives, you can save children. And we really look forward to work with you because this project can really change the life of people who are slaves.
I'm happy I became a person again. My dreams become a reality.
To save one life is to save a whole world. And those girls are people like any of us.
I want to go to college and be an English teacher.
Estoy casi a 10 días de entrar a mi
escuela de belleza, es algo que me gusta, me apasiona. Después de eso quiero estudiar turismo porque me gustan los idiomas.
The goal is really simple: rescue children from hell. I can't tell you everything that I know about the jump team. I can't tell you who's behind it, but I can tell you that I have seen their plan up close. I can tell you that they have identified American citizens living in various countries who are selling children for sex out of their own homes right now, even as I tell you this message. I can tell you that these children are going to be repeatedly raped this coming weekend. We received a jump team report that confirms that there is an individual here who just the other day distributed 8,700 child rape videos. There's another individual who just sent out, just a couple of days ago, 6,300 child rape videos. This is the tip of the iceberg. You will not believe how big this problem is, and nobody wants to talk about it. The jump team knows where these guys are. They know how to take them down legally and with government authorities. But without the jump team, there is no plan in place to dismantle these sex rings. The jump team has communicated already with these dark people in an undercover capacity, and they are ready and willing to take them down right now and rescue children. But they need your help. They need support right now. They need us to send them out on their mission. They need your tax-deductible dollars.
It's time. It's time for us to stand up. We've been praying.
Yeah.
And Operation Underground Railroad, which abbreviated as R, our children, they're standing up right now. A nonprofit that you can give financially right now to stand up. We can do something about this. Not only pray, but give. Go to OperationUndergroundRailroad.org or just go to VFNTV.com and click on links, and we'll have that available there for you.
My goodness. Listen, visit our sponsors. They make it all possible. Go to VFNTV.com. You have contact information, web addresses, and phone numbers if you're in Pensacola. Visit Cordova Lanes. Wonderful activities. Sign up everyone in the family for bowling leagues. Youth, bring them all Saturday morning and let Steve sign them up. Also, if you're in Pensacola and you're looking for a vehicle, a new purchase of a car or used car, go to Alan Turner Hyundai and visit Glenn Parker. He'll walk you through the process smooth and easy. Glenn Parker is your guy. Also in Pensacola, the Coffee House, Navy Boulevard, fresh coffee, nice sandwiches, and a warm, awesome environment. Go see Rayona and get something today. You want to become a sponsor? Go to VFNTV.com. Check them out today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Go to VFNTV. Go to VFNTV.com. This is VFN Radio. You're listening to this. Go to VFNTV.com and go to VFNTV in your menu, and you'll see a prophetic teaching about this generation. It's called This Generation. And it's time for us to wake up and respond. And it's going to encourage you because it's going to give you a perspective that if not, the things that we won't give up now, God will have taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
He'll look, and there's raiders coming in as we speak, trying to raid the coffers, the government, the taxes, the freedoms, the Constitution, all these different things. But understand that God is allowing that. He's not doing it. He's allowing it to take place. It's his permissive will because of the choices that we've made, and he's intentionally allowing it. It's intentional. There's always somebody that wants to raid you, but he's keeping them back. And then, you know, if we don't respond, it just escalates and gets worse in regards to that. Even being sold as a slave to your enemy. You know, slavery didn't start in America. Slavery's been around since day one. Even Jesus said, you know, as Christians, you know, slaves obey your masters as unto the Lord. If you can get your freedom, get your freedom. So in the context of that, it was just an everyday conversation then. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be sold to my enemy. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I don't want to be sold to my enemy. But I can't be in rebellion to God and think that the end's going to be good. You know, and it may happen on an individual basis. You got to listen to this. Listen to it. It's called This Generation. And what it is that you have a pagan generation. But it's not unusual for a generation who has not yet received or didn't receive the gospel being transferred to their generation to be paganistic. But there's hope. There is hope, and God has a way to do that. Go to VFNTV.com and choose VFN TV on the menu and look for This Generation and begin to listen to it now and share it with your friends. It's a prophetic word for this day and this time.
Welcome to the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
If you missed the earlier program, you got to catch it. I mean, we've been praying for quite some time, and we picked up the prayer from the International House of Prayer with Mike Bickle and all those that pray faithfully before the Lord about, and we didn't even know it existed until it was made known through their work there, about the slavery taking place in the world today. The greatest number of slaves that ever existed on the face of the earth is happening right now, and the majority of that is sex slavery.
Yeah.
And it's girls and kids. I mean, women.
160 countries worldwide are affected by this.
And what are the numbers?
Over 1 million children are trafficked worldwide each year, and 43% are forced into sex slavery.
Yeah, so each year. And, of course, you've heard us talk about Exodus Cry. You heard us talk about Exodus Cry and how we've been standing with them. And that was birthed out of prayer with International House of Prayer, Kansas City. And it was like, at some point, you know, your prayer needs to accompany your actions.
That's
and
right.
So they went out and made the video documentary.
I believe it's called Exodus Cry. We can fake.
Well, yeah. But what's that? Nefarious.
Nefarious.
And Nefarious exposed it. And this is the dilemma, and this is what we just talked about was, okay, you rescue these folks, what do you do with them?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense if the church is the church, you know, then if we're not tied up in ourselves, but tied up in taking care of folks, and we break off all these regulations that strap people from being able to do things for folks. Just recently somebody got arrested because of having two hurting people in the same building at the same time was an illegal thing. And it's like nothing happened, but you have people of all ages that are hurting, and what do? And, they arrested him because he had a teenager in the building that had an adult in the building. And there's a lot of people there, but just that combo deal.
Mm-hmm.
Created a law that says he has to go to jail now, and they shut down everything and stopped that entire work. I don't know where it's good or bad. I'm just saying, like, that causes people to say, well, I want to help these children, but these regulations, these rules, and this evil suspicion and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And we have to begin to really, of course, the answer is preaching the gospel and our hearts getting transformed, and then out of that produces things like Exodus Cry. But our, say the word right.
Our,
which is O-U-R, our children, but stands for Operation Underground Railroad, is a powerful, I mean, it's like, yes!
Yes.
Yes. It's like, yes. And you're going to be able to get to them at VFNTV.com. Click on links, or hopefully there's going to be a helps button soon on there on the menu that this, because we have so many people we're connected with helping them out, but right now it's at links, and you get to them and Exodus Cry, but they're doing something about it.
That's right.
They're going right this moment, this week, think about it. And reportedly what they're saying is that we're going to go this week and get them. We're going to get those boys and girls this week.
Wow.
And they're working in the context of the law. They're working with local ministries and churches to be able to place to carry the kids too, and they're going to turn the suspects over, you know, and that's like, wow, that's powerful.
Yeah.
That's totally powerful. But we have to realize how we got here and stop doing walking in darkness, because once you open the door up, all kinds of things happen. We got to get back right with God again so that the light would begin to spread over the face of the earth again. And at least be a city on the hill for America.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be able to get to the one segment. We'll get to that tomorrow. But, you know, Cal Thomas, this article that David Mayo gave me, I guess they publish him all over the country. He has an article that's entitled, What did Jesus say about on public prayer? Because they're debating public prayer right now in the Supreme Court. They're arguing a case last week, actually, but I think they're still arguing out of Greece, New York, where they're saying public prayers are a violation of an atheist's right or whatever, you know, the one person that has issues there. And, of course, some of the arguments were, what's the difference between, I mean, does God respond differently to a prayer that was silent prayer or a public prayer? And it's like, does it really matter? Should you be involved in the prayer at all? But Cal Thomas is talking about, you know, some great perspectives that we needed to think about. You know, one is that he talked about, you know, everybody likes to think about their ideology about America, this great country that God raised up, and you know, we have this special touch on us compared to other countries, and this is what he's saying. You know, is that really true? And then he quotes Isaiah, you know, Isaiah, when he talks about in the book of Isaiah 40:17, that says, before him, which is God, all nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing, Isaiah 40:17. But also the word of God says that God actually raises up and lowers down nations, you know, Cal, just to let you know in the context of that. And so, well, yeah, I mean, nothing's bigger or better than God, but God allows a nation to exist, and he actually takes them down. And that's what he says very specifically. If at any time a nation does what's right, I'll let it stand. If it turns away from me and does what's wrong, I'll take it down. Secondly, you know, they talk about, you know, bring up the words of Jesus. You know, when you pray in your prayer closet. Don't pray like the Pharisees do, who pray to be seen. And Jesus did say that. But this is also Jesus who prayed out loud all the time, and prayed out loud to the point where they could write down his prayer in John 17. The whole John 17 is a prayer. But the meaning of that is, based on my understanding, is they were praying to be seen and praying to be heard. And there's a lot of people that appear before, you know, governmental bodies all over America, and they're so excited because they're going to get their face in front of an audience, and they are wanting to be seen. Mm-hmm. I know a man right now that he had bring a book out, and in the book he would just read prayers because he was this whole, you know, thing. And it was like, or there's others that say, hey, you know, God, you're having me appear before a governing body. This is government by the people and for the people. Is there something you want me to say? I mean, that's the fear of the Lord going and praying, because they're there because we, the people, put them there. Therefore, we, the people, need to hear from God if you're a Christian, and just share what's on your heart and pray for ever how God wants you to pray. And so then the question is, like Cal's talking about, he's bringing up the question, shouldn't you pray in your closet anyway? What's the big deal about praying in a football game? Well, the big deal about it is acknowledging God publicly. Mm-hmm. But if you're praying, and there are folks, they're praying because they want to be seen. There's our folks that are praying because people want them to know God. They want to know, I stand for God. It is God who I'm talking to. Jesus said, I'm not praying this because you don't hear me, Father. I'm praying this for their sake. So there are times of praying that you're praying. Your kids need to see you pray over the meals, and see you pray over needs in the family. You don't need to all go off in separate places, and somehow you just assume through osmosis your children are going to somehow know how to pray. You teach them how to pray. Mm-hmm. And then it makes me think about Jesus saying, by the way, when you pray, this is how you should pray. Right. He talks about it. So, yes, we should pray publicly. We should pray 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the ways. Prayer should be on our hearts and on our mouths. But we should pray because of out of humility and our desperate need for God, our love for God, our love for others. And we have a relationship with him. What some people just call a religious exercise, which is kind of how Cal's kind of referring to it, and definitely how Greece is talking about, Greece, New York. We're talking about, I have a relationship with him. And we talk all the time. You call it prayer. I call it a conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're inviting me here to talk to you about him. So I'm going to talk to him about you. And we're just going to get into this conversation, and we're just going to see what happens. So some people would have what you call a religious exercise. But when you invite Adam, who's been strolling with God in the cool of the day before he falls, and he's talking to God, and you're bringing him there to talk about God, he's going to talk to you about what God has said. I mean, he's going to talk out loud. mm-hmm. about what God is saying. And but until we start putting speakers up over our churches that proclaim prayers 5 days a week, Jesus is Lord, the only way to God. If you want success, meditate on the Word of God. I mean, come on. That's happening right now with mosques, you know, in Murfreesboro and all these Tennessee, different places yeah. across the country. Wanting
soon
to do them.
To be New York.
Yeah, New York, right there next to the 1776 Independence Building, you know, declaring our independence with a new Freedom Tower thing. Yeah. And we just got declared the tallest building, the most highest tower
in the world.
Staunch, the highest harbinger in America.
Yeah, right.
And so you're going to have, if they build that exercise workout, Islamic exercise workout place, I forget what they call it.
Community center.
Community center, I'm
community
sorry.
Community center.
Right,
where
right.
you can play ball and different things, is what I'm talking about, fitness. If they put a speaker on there and a tower that proclaims praying 5 times a day, they're going to pray. By the way, if you just take time to understand the language, they're saying that, you know, that Allah is God, that Muhammad is his prophet. If you want success, you have to study the Quran, and you have to get up in the early mornings and pray to him. And that's what they're saying in the prayers, right? And so...
Mm-hmm. I guess they're publicly, since they're on a speaker and they're out loud.
Right. And so that's a silly thing right now to tell Christians they cannot pray out loud when we have the freedom of speech and the First Amendment, and we have the freedom of the press, and we have Islam, you know, cranking out 5 prayers 5 times a day, you know, five times a day, praying to their God. That, and now you're saying a Christian cannot come before a governmental body and bring up Jesus? Let me tell you why. Because Jesus is real.
Mm-hmm.
He's a real threat to all these false religions.
That's right.
He is the dividing line between all that junk and God. I'm telling you, he is the access. He's the door.
Mm.
He is. His name is above all names and everything. Even all of that is going to have to bow down and worship him. He's the one they cry out to when the plane's going down. He's the one, unless they're driving it.
Right.
And in the context of the, you understand, that's why people are threatened by Jesus, because Jesus is alive. He sits in the center of the universe, on the right hand of the creator of the universe, making intercession for you, hoping that you understand that he loves you so much that he gave his life for you. And all this other stuff is nothing but a distraction and deception, trying to keep you away, trying to seduce your worship and take your conversation away from God and put it on something like whatever.
Mm.
When the truth is, Jesus is Lord. That's the reason why. You think about it. They'll let people blast out speakers 5 times a day to prayers to Muhammad, and not even think about it. You know why? Because it doesn't matter. It's not Muhammad's not God.
That's right.
I mean, he's not a prophet of God, and that the God that they're talking about is not God, because it's God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. So I mean, that's the separation in the context of it. And so that's why you see all this other stuff can go on, but all of a sudden you got to push Jesus out. Why? Because Jesus is real.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you want to put everything on a God that's not real? You know, why? And this is what he says. He says, this is how they treated the false prophets. People who said they had a relationship with God, but didn't, but talked in the name of God, but really weren't.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they treated them. They treated them like, yeah, you can put your speakers up. Yeah, you can do all this kind of stuff. Yeah, you can build your exercise centers or your fitness centers or whatever they're called. Yeah, you can do this. Why? Because it's not real. It's not God. But when you bring Jesus up and people have fear and trembling and get venom and get it, like, where did this come from? It came from Lucifer, who had them held captive, saying, no, you've come before your time. What are you doing bringing all this power and authority and this light in the midst of all my darkness? Right? That's what happens. So I encourage you to proclaim Jesus as Lord. And when you're called to any governmental body, since it's we the people, and the First Amendment says you can say whatever you want to say, let it rip.
That's right.
Let them know Jesus is Lord.
You're listening to VFN Radio.
Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision-making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we've got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well. The orange.
BRSM.
BRSM. Brownsville Revival School of Ministry. Where they wear polyester slacks.
Sure did.
Did you now?
I guess.
Still did.
So what's happening?
Oh, my goodness. Dr. Brown, yeah. Michael Brown, he has put this article out there in Charisma Magazine. And it's the anointing, it transferred.
It never happened until it happened.
Until, yeah, exactly. Thank you for that contribution.
Mental tar babies.
Thank you. Anyhow, he talks about these 10 quotes that really have helped to shape his life and those that he's committed to memory. And
his mustache. He has a big, huge mustache.
Yeah, he does. Well, I wanted to share.
We're
them
just
with
blowing
you.
Your mind. Can we? Can, it's like
Till. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And didn't see the connection, but okay.
Right. I forgot you were his student. Yeah. So I know you probably think differently in the context.
It was Hagar.
Of that.
Remember?
It was Hagar. I know. Didn't she come from the anyway?
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So back to all time favorite quotes. I can't even say it.
Dr. Brown, we're I did sorry. Not say that. Dr. Brown, I did not say that. You call it croaks?
Quotes. Quotes.
It's not, well, you know, croakers.
Quotes.
You know, Okay. Quoters, not croakers.
Ready?
Got it.
All right. Okay. All right. VFN Radio, we're here. Okay.
Yeah, is it hot or is it just
It's just
croaks?
You. So, the number one.
What are we talking about
quote,
again?
Very serious quote, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
very
my goodness.
Very serious quote. Very
Let's serious, get
serious
mode.
Yeah, I think
Ian,
so.
We are paying attention right now. Man, this is serious.
Thank you, Ian.
Okay.
So.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome. Joining me is Pat and John. I don't know what it was on. We were just discussing Pat's mullet. My goodness. My goodness. I just want to say it's been a great day. Really finding out, you know, what has taken place. I am so encouraged about Operation Underground Railroad.
Yes.
You got to find, if you didn't hear that segment, you need to hear it. Go to the VFNTV.com, click on The Torch. Go to your app, whatever you can do. You got to hear this because now we have the full force of wisdom coming together from Americans who said it's not moving fast enough. We know that there's right now we can help folks. And they put together, it looks like, this nonprofit organization that, which means they had to meet criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all this wisdom of former CIA and
Green Berets.
Green Berets and
There's FBI, CIA, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, all of them working together. And these guys look like...
They're serious.
That's SEAL team bro. That's SEAL team.
Yeah, SEAL team. There's actually some SEAL team on there, too. And so you can give. I encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we've been praying for a long time that that God would help us stop this darkness. And at some point, God answers prayer.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when, you know, people are praying for a move of God and then God begins to move and people keep praying. It's like, it's raining. Just now begin to thank God for the rain. It's happening. And we're seeing a lot of things that we've asked God for, and we've joined a chorus of others who have been asking mm-hmm. God for, which is basically what he asks us to ask for. I mean, we're not asking our will, but we ask him for his will because his will is much, much better for us. That, and God is just answering
yeah.
pretty rapidly,
yeah.
which is a great sign. It's real strange when you look at the texture of what's taking place, because in some areas it seems like it's given totally over to darkness, while simultaneously, you know, somebody like a statue to Rosa Parks is being brought into the yeah. rotunda, which is beautiful. It's just beautiful to see. Wow, that's great. But this demonic view, what's happening yeah. here? I'm like, well, that's yeah. good that's happening. And then you see just basically pull open in the floodgate to abortions. At the same time, if you can go back and listen to go on the VFN Torch and listen, we have young people that are realizing now we can see our children now. You couldn't see your children in 1972 when you actually passed this. We can see inside of our womb. This is the child.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put, you know, like 950 crosses that represented the children that would be murdered that day in the womb on the lawn of the ones who were going to fund it, which is yeah. Congress. And so simultaneously, while the floodgates were being opened by Lucifer and those, you know, Lucifer's children, that at the same time, we're looking at the awakening of the young folks who are saying, I don't think so.
And laws have passed through several states that have banned abortions after, you know, 20 weeks. And
yes. It's
popping up all across the country.
Yes, and even in Florida, I remember there was the Governor Scott signed Born Alive.
Mm-hmm.
Just exciting. So the simultaneous you're seeing, so pay attention. It's what we talked about, and this is probably part of it, in regards to the a third grade awakening. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. Don't. You know, hang on and realize when huge things are happening, like, okay, you've been praying for the slavery to end. You've been praying for the sex trafficking to end. And at the same time, they open the floodgates to kill children, you know, for more abortions. Understand simultaneously, people like Operation Underground Railroad and Exodus Cry mm-hmm. and all these are opening up and they're rescuing these children. They're going yeah. in there and it's like, so it's like, this is quite often the mentality. It's all or nothing. And it's like, it's whatever the truth is. It's whatever, ever how God wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often it takes the pressure of just the turning us over to what we're saying
mm-hmm.
to help us understand what I was saying was wrong.
Right.
And it turns us back. I mean, even the woman that they used for Roe versus Wade, who actually never had an abortion, she says today, as a believer, she goes, that yeah. was all wrong. I was just used. I was naive. I was, you know, and she's a Christian today trying to let everybody know. And that's what I was talking about. We get turned over. So look what's happening. These are great signs of a powerful move of God happening over the face of the earth. You know, a righteous movement, a righteous mm-hmm. River coming down from the throne of God. And what happened, you're looking at a world turned over to itself. And when that happens, that's when prodigals go, this ain't working. And I'm not being subsidized anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody's helping me with my rent no more. Nobody's giving me food no more. Snap. You know, nobody's nobody's doing the stuff for me anymore. And it's like, I have to do something. I'll turn to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Once people quit trying to enable folks in places of darkness, and I'm not saying that everybody's in these kind of things. I'm just saying that if you're serving that and not serving God, then you've made that God.
Yeah. And that is darkness.
And that's darkness. It's slavery. I think it's a plantation myself that people are being held back when everything that God has created you to be is not coming to its fruition because it's repressing you, saying you can't make more money than this. You mm-hmm. can't get married. You got to lose your place if this happens. you know, all these different stipulations happening now. Sending your kids to school is just about getting your check. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, what's happened to that mentality in this whole thing? And the truth is that you're made in the image and the likeness of God, and everything that's inside this successful woman or that successful man's inside of you. And so if you turn to the Lord and say, God, I want you to bring that out of me, mm-hmm. then you could be the one that's helping folks. You could be the one that's empowering folks. And it's just another way of repressing people and holding people back, you know, in the context of that. But understand the best of times and the worst of times. So we're seeing this strange texture. If you're looking at a graph, you know, one graph's real high on darkness, but the next part of that graph is real high on light.
Yeah.
And it's like, it looks like Lucifer's last stand. Right. You know, it looks like cranking it up a notch as much as he can to be able to take as many out as he can. Because even you know, Lucifer knew that Hitler was going to end his life, that he was too, so cowardice that he would, even though he killed all these folks, he's going to swallow a pill. You know, he knew that his time was limited, so he cranked it up a notch. Even at the last week, they killed
Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, taking out as many as he could before his host, because Satan has to have, spirit has to have a host. Somebody has to say, here I am, use my authority, use me. And he knew he was about to lose it. Mm. And so he was taking as many of God's people out as he could, as many voices of God as he could. And what you're seeing right here with this great, great move of God coming, about to come on the face of the earth, he's about to lose a lot of hosts, because your help's going to come from the hordes of hell. Mm. Your help, the people that's going to stand with you for God are presently organizing you today, and their name is Saul. But I got good news for you. Saul Alinsky, as a matter of fact. But I got good news for you. On the road to Damascus, their name's going to be changed, because they're going to see the light. And all of a sudden, they're going to quit trying to organize you, and they're going to allow the supreme organizer, Jesus Christ, to organize them. And God's going to change their name to Paul. And you're going to see major transformation take place. A third great awakening is coming to the face of the earth.
Don't forget to visit our sponsors. Go to VFNTV.com. Collect all their information so that you can make sure to visit them. Phone numbers, web addresses. If you're in Pensacola, go to Taqueria Ogies. Oh, my goodness. Fantastic, authentic Mexican food. You don't want to miss it. Also, in Alabama, Mobile. Brunson Air and Heating, all of your heating and air conditioning needs, they'll come out and service, even give you a quote. VFNTV.com today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.